Welcome to Dispatches from Kochi, a collection of stories from Kochi, in Kerala, India. Written by Robert Wood for the Centre for Stories. You're listening to story number 10, Art.
My partner and I came to Kochi in September. Since that time, we've seen rain come and go, the moon wax and wane and wax again. And the stars realign themselves, ready for the new year and whatever it may bring. Tourist season has picked up, and cruise ships are docked in the harbour. Churches are full of visitors. And on Christmas Eve, many people from out of town come for the midnight service, interlopers seeking answers and refuge, and a way to reach home when they're far away and by themselves. We came to work for the Art Biennale, which is an exhibition held every 2 years. At the opening, there were beautiful people from all over the world. Some wore white linen suits, others large black sunglasses. Some had tans from summer on the Riviera, others carried bags from Hermes. But when the buzz died down at the end of the first week, one began to see people from Kochi walking through the galleries and installations, through the spaces where art is. The Biennale is as local as it is worldly, and in that way, it reflects the historical crossroads that is Kochi. There are many works of art that interest me. Marble sculptures made from other marble sculptures. Monumental reflective pools that you wade through. Videos of an upside down world. But it's the overall conceit, the frame of reference and how it sits in the sight of this town that is symptoms of what is going on the world over. In that way, the Biennale provides a response to what's been a difficult year. This is because art provides a counterpoint somehow, provides a new story away from and apart from the global media news that would have us cling to terrorism, elections, and gossip. Art is often a story told in a language that's not a language. Paintings can be stories, so too performances, sculptures, videos. This is not story in the sense of an idea-made narrative, but as a larger myth of how we make meaning in our world. What art, like story, offers to us in a complex and difficult world is not only therapeutic relief, but also a language by which we can critique, discuss, articulate, and re-envision. It offers us all these things as a way to make life more beautiful, powerful, revelatory, and difficult. That observation holds from Kochi to Perth, to Madagascar and Indonesia. The stories we have to tell keep shifting and changing. Even the old ones never sound the same when we share them the next day. What Kochi has offered me, as a storyteller, and as someone who came here searching for roots, is now a memory, a kind of place setting that was embodied. There are moments when nostalgia comes for me, when I see the end of the story while I'm only just beginning. For me, here and now in Kochi, that might be a vision of the Biennale as I experienced it, as I stood in front of photographs of memorials and wondered what the life was that they shared in as well. This was there too as I rode my bike at dusk while the air was hazy with small fires and acrid with burning plastic, as we took sweet masala chai in gardens where we could see the tourists growing redder with each minute by the pool, as I bought mosquito coils from Lakshman and was taken for a ride by Renji. All these stories are sediments now, a kind of archaeology of myself, a library that references the real. The way I come to stories is through people, but I also read about imagined things in books that continue to surprise and delight me. In Kochi, there is a bookstore called Idiom. They have shelf upon shelf of poetry, novels, history, politics, philosophy and art. I've spent several hours here, lounging and leafing through books, adding to my personal library with titles I couldn't find anywhere else. The world, no matter where we find ourselves, needs stories, and we need bookstores as places that translate those stories for us. that carry the words of storytellers to our eyes and ears when we seem to be alone and without hope. Stories, as those language things, help us make sense of ourselves and our world. The story of Kochi has its roots as deep as we know. It has roots in yet more stories in the myths of Parasurama. The search for roots only returns us to what is possible when we open ourselves out to tomorrow, where we begin to realise that the future is unfolding and we can make it our own when we work with people to map out a possibility and a hope that works for us all. Kochi is at some sort of crossroads, a place for the meeting of Russians and Americans, the Portuguese and the Chinese. It's also at a crossroads in the sense of time, caught between a past of colonialism and religion and a future of capitalism and tourism. The past and the future never separate, but merely joined at the hip in the present through climate change and demonetization. This means that as we make sense of who we are and what our world is, we can see through to the art of making time itself. And that, as always, is the real story to tell.